Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtes Demai Perik Hey Mishnah Dalid Halakeach Min HaPalter. Palter means a bakery. Bakery. In the previous Mishnayos, we called a baker a Nachtoim. Nachtoim is a baker. Palter is someone who buys bread from bakers, and then he sells them, one loaf at a time. Now the bread he's buying is Demai. He's buying Demai from a bread shop. Zok the Mishnah, Ma'aser Mikol Tefus V'Tefus. If you see the different types of bread have different shapes, so they're coming from a different form, that's how they're being baked. So you have to take off ma'isres from each one separately. Because this palter man, he's not baking, he's buying from different bakers. So if I'm going to buy from him three loaves that look differently, I can't take ma'iser from one on another. As explained earlier, maybe it's min aptur alachiv. He's buying it from amaratzim. It could be where I'm separating the ma'isres from. This already maisers were taken from, and I'm trying to fix a different loaf where maisers were not taken from, or the other way around, and there are going to be major problems. So again, ma'aser mikol tefus v'tefus. That means each shape I can put together. So I have square, chveis, or triangle, or circles. I have to assume they come from different bakers, and therefore, you want to be maiser from the square. On the other squares, that's fine. The circle on the other circles, that's fine. The triangle on the other triangles, that's fine. But you can't go from triangle to circle or the other way around, because maybe one is potter and the other is chayiv. Not just differences in shapes, could be differences in size. The idea is it's obviously made with a different form, a different set of machinery. Zehalt Rebbe Meir, Divi Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda says, you're buying loaves of demai from a palter? No problem. Me'achas alakot. Take any loaf and use this as ma'isres for all the other ones. Even if they have different forms? Yes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the derech of the palter was to purchase all of his loaves from one baker. They had one supplier. Why are there different loaves? Sometimes the same baker has different machinery that he uses. But he's one person. He either did take off ma'isres or didn't. I don't have to worry that I'll be taken from one another. I want to remind you what we learned earlier, that Rabbi Yehuda would be machmir. If one loaf was baked today and another loaf was baked at a different time, even if they're from the same baker, because I'm scared that the baker may have bought the wheat from different people, where one took off ma'aser and one didn't. That's how the Bat Tanura learns the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Moider Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would be Moider, but Lekeich, if someone buys loaves of Dmai, min ha-manpoil. Okay, so we have a Nachtoim who does the baking. We have a Palter who buys him a Nachtoim and sells it. Who is the manpoil? The manpoil is someone who buys loaves of bread from different palters, and he sells it to Balabatim. Well, here Rabbi Yehuda is moed, if you're buying it from a manpoil, shu ma'aser mikol echad ve'echad, the buyer has to take off ma'asers from each loaf separately on that loaf. Because he's buying from a lot of people, and here we for sure have no way of knowing whether we're taking min achiyav al haptorah or min haptorah al achiyav. Well, what if they all have the same form? That means they all came from the same baker. It's not going to help me. Because you have here a nachtoim, a palter, and a manpoil. Some of the palters could have taken off ma'isres, some didn't. This is already stop number 3. Over here, for sure, I have no choice. I have to take off from each loaf on that loaf. I can't take off from one loaf on the other, because it could be it's min aptur al achiyav or min achiyav al aptur. So once again, chazing over a Mishnah Dalet, if someone buys loaves of demai from a palter. A palter is a man who has a store, a commission bakery, so to speak. He doesn't bake, he buys from the nachtoim and he sells it. The mayor says, if there are different types of forms over here, you have to assume they come from different nachtoims, and therefore you have to take off ma'isres from each type of form on the other type of form. We're not saying from each loaf on that loaf. But if you have a bunch of round ones and a bunch of square ones and a bunch of triangle ones, you have to take from the triangle to the triangle, square to square, round to round, is the Altra Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The derech of a palter was to buy for one nachtoim, either at different forms, and bakers have different forms. They make a variety of different things. We assume it all comes from one source. Therefore, you can take from the triangles and be misnak in the squares. Rabbi Yehuda, however, is moide, that if you purchase loaves of demai from a manpoil, he's the person that buys it from the palter, who buys it from the nachtoim, that here, You have to take off maxes from each loaf separately, meaning that his derech is to buy loaves from different people. So I can't even take from one loaf on the other loaf. I have to make a cheshma, take off maxes from each loaf on that loaf to make sure either it's chayev or pater, but I don't have a situation of ptur al chayev or chayev al ptur.